The Juneau Access Road is one of six projects Walker put on hold during his first month in office. It would extend the capital city's highway system about 50 miles to the north to a new ferry terminal on Lynn Canal. From there, shuttle ships would complete the link to Haines and Skagway. In his announcement, Walker told state agencies they could complete what's already paid or contracted for, but he said no additional money could be committed or spent. Juneau Access Project Manager Gary Hogan says the Department of Transportation's current work is preparing an environmental review needed for federal funding and approval.
We just finished going through the public involvement process, and what we do next is review the comments, respond to comments, and evaluate and select the final alternative.
Hogan says that will take about a year and $600,000. He says no other work is planned for now.
We would have expected to go into design and construction, but that's been put on hold.
Governor Walker has made a very smart decision to put the brakes on the Juneau Road extension.
Emily Ferry works for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. CX says the Alaska Marine Highway System offers a safer, more environmentally friendly alternative.
DOT's own study shows the extraordinary cost of constructing and maintaining the road far exceeds the minimal benefits of making weekend getaways a little bit cheaper for Juneauites.
The agency says the road would do a lot more than that. It also says the project would ultimately save money by shortening ferry routes. Walker's decision did not make road supporters happy, but they say they're not giving up.
You know, disappointed in it. I don't know that that's the end of the project. I think it's a bump, and probably for all those other projects too. I think, you know, they'll probably all come back at some point in time.
Wayne Jensen chairs the Alaska Committee's board of directors. He supports building the road to increase access to the capital city. He remains optimistic.
The stuff that's committed is continuing, and I think that's a good sign. They've got contracts committed and processes in play, and I expect those will continue until some point in time as there's a further delay or projects are reinstated.
The State Transportation Department recently increased road funding in its long-term project list. The proposed $150 million brings the total to be spent to about $500 million. Road projects totaling a similar amount in Anchorage, Wasilla, Cordova, and the Eastern Interior were removed from the list at the same time. CX Ferry says that's wrong.
So if DOT is allowed to proceed with the Juneau Road extension, other transportation projects across the state will have to be sacrificed over the next decade.
It's not clear when the governor will decide what to do with the Juneau Access Project. DOT's Hogan says he's assembling the data.
He's asked information as far as what would be the downside or the risk of delay or termination, and we are responding to that.
Walker said low oil prices mean the state cannot afford the road and the other five projects right now. The state faces an approximately $3 billion budget gap for the current fiscal year and the same amount for the next one. Other projects put on hold are the Ambler Road, the Susitna-Watonna Dam, the Kodiak Launch Complex, the Nick Arm Crossing, and the Alaska Standalone Pipeline Project. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.